The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
In Southern Africa, a nation may have found a new solution to one of its long-standing issues.
Zimbabwe is replacing its battered dollar with a new unit.
It's called the ZiG.
The sweeping move is Zimbabwe's sixth attempt to have a functional currency since 2008.
So can this new currency really make a difference in a country with crippling inflation?
With the new currency being launched, the expectation by the central bank is that inflation is going to begin to fall.
This week, I discuss with my colleague Ray Ndlovu in Zimbabwe about the introduction of the new unit, its unexpected effect on the stock market, and I ask him if the ZiG is really the solution to the country's years-long currency crisis. I'm Jennifer Zabasadja. This is the Next Africa podcast, bringing you one story each week from the continent with the context only Bloomberg can provide. Hey, Ray. So you're in Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe, and we want to get your thoughts on the ZiG, the country's new currency that's really been making headlines around the world. But before we do that, I want to first ask you about the previous iterations of the currencies that was being used in the country, and specifically the Zimbabwean dollar. It was one of the worst performing currencies in the world until it was scrapped. So can you just take us back to the beginning of this story?
Thank you, Jen. So everything pretty much begins during the time of hyperinflation. That's back in 2008. Hyperinflation rages to recorded levels of over 50 billion percent. The Zimbabwean dollar then is abandoned in favor of the US dollar. That's when the US dollar is introduced in February 2009. For 10 years, the US dollar is used to be the transacting currency, and then it's abandoned. Again, this time the US dollar is abandoned in favor of the Zimbabwean dollar. That doesn't last for long. By the time of COVID, authorities have a rethink of the entire situation and they allow for a multi-currency system. So that's basically now, you know, the local currency being allowed to transact or to be used side by side with the US dollar.
And people were using the dollar for just about everything in life?
Yeah, dollars are used for your basic everyday sort of like day-to-day transactions. If you are buying your airtime, buying food in the supermarket, fuel, paying for medicines, your rentals, your school fees. So pretty much what is the fabric of life.
So that was the status quo for a while, but it didn't stay that way for long.
Things really take a nasty turn, for lack of a better term, at the start of the year. There's a lot of demand for foreign currency. It's usually a period when the foreign currency inflows in the country are very low. So there's not a lot of dollars coming through the formal channels, and a lot of companies and individuals move to the black market in search of dollars. And then this creates such a huge demand, and the normal auction, which officially supplies dollars, you know, is shut down for the Christmas holidays. So you have a high demand for dollars at the time and very little inflows as well. And basically everything almost works against, as it were, against the Zim dollar. Because a lot of people want access to dollars, there's not enough inflows, and it starts plunging. And, you know, Jen, the Zim dollar basically, until its end on April 5, had lost value every single trading day. So it's quite, you know, a significant fall. I think it had lost almost about 80% of its value by the time it was retired.
What exactly the difference is between the ZiG, the Zimbabwe gold, and the other iterations of Zimbabwe's currencies?
The main difference between the ZiG, Zimbabwe gold, and other versions of past currencies that the country has had is that the ZiG is backed by gold. This is one of the key selling points that authorities have, you know, been drumming up and making the public aware that the currency
is backed by gold, precious metals, and about $100 million in foreign currency reserves. The finance minister, in an interview with us earlier this month, he indicated the following.
You know, most African countries and countries in emerging markets are facing trouble with currency volatility. Everyone's trying to figure out how to stabilize their domestic currencies to maintain competitiveness. In Zimbabwe, we think we've figured it out by making sure that our currency is linked to certain reserve assets, hard assets. That's how we've constructed it.
The main thing, it's gold-backed, it's got reserves. The previous versions of the currency were not backed by anything. There's nothing, you know, it was anchored on. So basically you had a printing press almost running amok in terms of printing as much supply of the Zimbabwe dollar that you have. And now the commitment that has come around this time around is that they will not print any more ZiG than is available to be backed by the gold reserves. So that should theoretically provide the stability that has eluded Zimbabwe for many years and the chaos that we've seen with other currencies before.
So Ray, how has the ZiG performed thus far? I mean, are there any risks for the currency moving forward?
So the currency has gained just over 2% against the dollar since its introduction. It's obviously something quite significant because, you know, its previous iteration, the Zimbabwe dollar had been losing value every single day of the year. So authorities pretty much see the main risk on top of deflation being the currency strengthening too much and that causing a loss of competitiveness for industries because of a strong currency.
And most recently, the currency is surprisingly having some unintended impacts on the stock exchange.
Yeah, so the stock exchange is probably one very good indicator of what the impact of the new currency has been. First of all, you know, we spoke to traders, stockbrokers, and a few companies as well that have activities on the stock market. They've seen a muted activity over the last 2 weeks. So basically what this translates to is a fall in their incomes because they rely on fees and commissions from activity on the stock market. So now because of the new currency, which is stable, there's been very, very little activity and that translating into what stockbrokers have called a painful early winter for them. So I think one of the people that we spoke to was talking about declines of as much as 50% in revenues among stockbrokers.
I feel like this is not something that the central bank governor who was behind the creation of the ZiG or the Zimbabwe gold was expecting.
I think to an extent they expected this, perhaps not the effect, because it does also affect government revenues because they do collect taxes as well from activity on the stock market. But I think they expected the new currency, the ZiG, by and large, to provide some stability right across all economic sectors. And the finance minister, in the early days of the new currency's launch, you know, he also hinted that they could foresee some sort of stability setting into the stock market and particularly on the share prices.
As far as businesses go, the introduction of a new currency, I can only imagine, presents a few challenges for a number of the people involved. I mean, what is it that they're actually having to prepare for?
So with businesses, what they've had to do is pretty much convert their systems from the old currency, the Zimbabwean dollar, to the ZiG. So it's an activity that initially disrupted commerce because, you know, they had to do this switchover. It wasn't, you know, all done at the same time. Some banks were able to finish much quicker than others and others took much longer. So you had some disruptions that took place to commerce as everyone sort of like tried to change over to ZiG from the Zimbabwean dollar.
After the break, we dig into the man behind the launch of the ZiG in Zimbabwe and what exactly he's trying to achieve for the country's economy. We'll be right back.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Welcome back. All right, let's talk about the central bank, Ray, because the central bank governor has really been outspoken in terms of his support for the ZIG. Can you just talk to us about the governor and what exactly he's been saying?
So he's been very bullish promoting the new currency since its launch. He's been on several speaking engagements across the country to explain what the currency is all about and what he sees happening. So the governor has got his work cut out in terms of convincing the population. And he's also been very vocal as well, you know, saying that the starting point is for them as a central bank to win back that confidence that they've lost over the past couple of years because of, you know, the experiences of hyperinflation.
And what does he achieve with the introduction of this currency? I mean, obviously, if things go well, he can tout the fact that he was at the helm when the Zimbabwean currency actually succeeded. But is there something else that we're maybe missing here?
The governor, we had a sit-down interview with him recently, and that's one of the first things that we posed to him to say, what is he trying to achieve with this new currency? And this is what he had to say.
My main priority is to make sure that I stabilize the currency in the next 90 to 100 days.
So he's sticking to the mandate of the central bank, which is price stability and exchange rate stability. That's what he's setting out to do over the next 100 days since his appointment on March 28.
And that would require a lot of things to be put in place by authorities in order to get buy-in, I assume. Is there buy-in at this point in time? And how did authorities actually go about rolling out this new unit?
So the authorities themselves, they are saying one of the things that they've agreed on is that they'll ask companies to pay 50% of their quarterly taxes in ZIG as a way to promote demand. But that's been as far as the main sort of ask from them. So I think they need to do more if that demand for ZIG is going to really take a place within the economy. What they've asked so far is a starting point. We'll see a lot of demand in June for payments of taxes by companies. And the governor himself has also said that he expects the ZIG to strengthen even further around that time period.
And Ray, as we mentioned, you're in Harare. I mean, what's been the reaction on the streets, considering these are many people who have probably lived through the days of hyperinflation in Zimbabwe? How are they actually feeling about this?
The selling point about being gold-backed really means nothing to a lot of people. People have lost before savings. They've lost money before. So the feeling is, here we go again. You know, whether it will work or not is really something that a lot of people are still holding out and not banking and believing, you know, it's going to work out at the moment. The key issue is the central bank has to win over, you know, the confidence of citizens.
And finally, Ray, we're still talking about a country that has inflation that is north of 50%. There's poverty. There's also unemployment. There are a number of economic issues that Zimbabwe is grappling with on a daily basis. If the ZIG actually succeeds, does it help resolve some of these issues?
With the new currency being launched, the expectation by the central bank is that inflation is going to begin to fall. In fact, the governor told us that he sees inflation anywhere below 5%. And that's on the back of inflation, which in March was around 55%. So the expectation is to bring it down to single digits by the end of this year as a result of the introduction of the ZIG, the Zimbabwe gold.
Ray, thanks again so much for your time. And as Ray said, it may be too early to tell whether the Zimbabwe gold will actually be deemed a success for the country. Zimbabwe has been relying on the U.S. dollar since 2009, back to the time of hyperinflation, and as mentioned, it now accounts for 80% of all transactions in the economy. So key to adoption, and as the deputy president says, eventually de-dollarization, may be the ZIG being more widely accepted for your basic needs so that Zimbabweans can actually feel the benefit of a currency. And you can hear more stories like this one on the Next Africa podcast, available every week. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We'll be back next week.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.